Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over the past 5 years, our next guest's organization has helped our state's small business community acquire over $35 billion in government contracts, $215 million in financing, while helping almost 800 entrepreneurs start a business. Michelle Abraham is State Director for the South Carolina Small Business Development Centers, and today she's in our studio. Michelle, welcome.
Great to be here.
Give us, for our listeners who are not familiar with the SBDC, a quick overview.
Okay. Our organization here in South Carolina is part of a national organization, so there are SBDCs all over the country. Here in South Carolina, our mission is to help drive the economic development of the state by helping small businesses succeed. We have about 50 professionals that provide both private, confidential consulting services on any business issue you might have, as well as a lot of educational training programs for folks that are trying to learn things about running a business. We have 21 locations, so no matter where you are in the state, whether it's an urban or a rural area, we probably have a center pretty close to you. So our goal is to help people kind of through all the stages of a business from the very beginning all the way through to the end. So I like to tell people, think of us as you would an accountant or an attorney on retainer, except you don't have to pay us. Our consulting services are free.
But I know you do have charges for some items.
Yes, the private consulting is always free of charge. When we do training programs, educational seminars, that kind of thing, often there is a nominal charge. But if you go out into the market and look at what most training programs cost, you know, a lot of times they're $1,000, $1,500 or more. Most of ours are very nominal, anywhere from maybe $15 to $50, a few more than that, but for the most part, extremely affordable. We're trying to be able to provide assistance and tools and capabilities to these small business owners that they don't have access to otherwise, like the big companies would.
Well, share with us some of the training opportunities, workshops, classes that are coming up in South Carolina that may be of interest to our listeners over the next couple of months.
Here in Columbia, we've been doing a series of social media and website seminars. We do a number of workshops on how to put a QuickBooks system in place, which is a bookkeeping system that many small businesses don't have. We do a lot of sales and marketing growth seminars. We actually work with the IRS on tax seminars.
Now, that first number that I mentioned in my introduction was a pretty big number, $35 billion in government contracts. Talk about those services.
If you're an established business and you want to grow and you're interested in doing business with the government, we have specialists, three of them in the state, who do nothing but that. They have worked most of their careers in government agencies and been the small business liaisons to help companies that were trying to do business with that government agency. They're extremely talented. They can help you understand what government agencies are looking for, what the qualifications are that are going to be required, how to get yourself marketed into those places, how to do a good proposal, and then just helping you with getting that application, that proposal submitted, and then performing on that after you've submitted and won the proposal.
Michelle, when I mentioned that you've helped almost 800 entrepreneurs over the past 5 years get started in business, a lot of these are just from ideas that an entrepreneur has that for a product?
Yes, sometimes that's the case. We work a lot, for example, with the universities and faculty members or staff who are trying to start a business with some new product or companies that exist that are trying to bring a new product to market. So we have specialists that have worked in this area, and they will walk somebody through the whole planning cycle of, do I have a product? Is there a market for it? Assess the competition, help them with if they're trying to manufacture a product, all of the help they need to develop a prototype and go through all the steps to actually take it to the market.
And then what if their market is overseas?
We have many clients that are interested in expanding to international trade or doing more of it than what they've been doing. And so we've got 7 nationally certified export specialists with international trade experience that can help, again, for people to assess whether that's a good idea, where to go, and how to get there.
Michelle, great information. Thanks so much for visiting our studio today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for bringing me in.
Michelle Abraham is State Director for the South Carolina Small Business Development Centers. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.